Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, thank you so much. I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
I'm right here all by myself, and my door is locked.
Okay,
so if anybody should come, they have to knock the door, and then I would say, yes, who are you? Well, I tell them like that. And then, and then that way it gives us enough time. No, I'd rather have it like that too, but no, I've always been very private.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me, are you registered to vote in this city?
Am I registered to vote?
Yes, are you registered? Yes.
I didn't know anything about that. I've been here forever, but I never had voted. I mean, for the city.
But are you registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote for the government.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
No, I'm retired, and I'm a widow.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't... Well, and I don't work.
Okay. And anyone else in your household is employed by a newspaper? You know, maybe, sorry, go ahead, please.
No, nobody.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1930. No. You're 1930. But I'm 94, honey. Am I right? Am I? I don't know. I'm showing I'm 94 years old. Yes, and that's beginning to show up. I can feel it. I was born 1930.
You are 94, right?
What was that? I'm 94 years old.
Okay, thank you so much. Just let me do some maths here to calculate in what year were you born, okay?
I didn't understand that question.
I was doing like math to know in what year were you born to calculate that. And yes, you were right. You were born in 1930.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 1930. I was born here in Las Cruces.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last grade you completed in school?
I went throughout high school. I graduated from high school.
Okay, thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the upcoming November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in this November's election? Are you very likely?
I am going to vote. Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, thinking about the upcoming November election for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Well, is there a Republican?
Yes.
There is? Well, I'm not, I haven't The reason that I haven't gotten too involved is because my son, as it was in the Air Force, and he had to come down with a big surgery of his foot. And because he was sick there for a while, and I was kind of taking care of him.
I got it.
And then, so then, you know, I've been kind of nervous and stuff like that too, because over. But he's doing okay. He did have finally the foot surgery. But I see him. He's not walking yet or anything like that. And that's really sad and stuff. But, you know, me as a 94-year-old mom, of course I'm going to worry about my son. You know what I mean?
Yes, I really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't got into much to the politics of things. Because I used to get very involved in the state. I mean the United States, you know, president and stuff like that. I used to, but lately I hadn't been doing it because too many things had come up. And my age, too. I can't do it.
Okay, got it. But generally speaking, would you say that, would you vote for a Democratic or a Republican candidate?
I'm Republican.
Okay.
So, and I've been very much a Republican. My husband, when we married, he was a Republican. I used to be a Democrat, but then I changed over to Republican. And I've been a Republican for many, many, many years.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, can you tell me, do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Well, I have a little bit of doubt. I don't know. I'm not too much of her. No, I'm not.
Okay. Can you say if you somewhat or strongly approve or disapprove, the job that Kamala Harris is doing?
No. I'm not disapproving anything. Because I think she's real smart. And I wish I could be in her shoes. No, I think she's a very smart, and as she gets it, good. I think she'll do real good, is what I'm thinking. But, you know, it just depends on, if they would ask me, are you going to vote for her? I probably will say no, because I'll be voting Republican.
Okay, I got it. Well, this question is asking about if you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing. You know, if you strongly approve, if you somewhat approve,
Well, you know, I haven't been keeping up with her. I don't know very much about her.
Okay, so you are not sure of
the answer. Because you know what. I'm not too much into politics or anything like that. So I used to, but now that I'm old like I am, I kind of have, you know, kind of gotten away from it because it's been a little hard on me at my age.
Yeah, I really understand that.
You understand that, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you get excited. You want to go dancing. You want to go do this. And then, but when you get to my age, you'll rather say, no, I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired.
Because
it is. Even though the doctor says that I'm a super 94, he says, you are, Ms. Garcia. You go ahead. You can outdo a lot of these ladies. And I said, don't wish too much, doctor, because I might just, you know.
Yeah, you know.
And then I made a joke. I think I'm going to tell you the joke.
Okay.
And, cause I'm a lot of fun, and even at my age. And, so that's why I say I'm just trying to live out my life the best I can. I'm not, I'm very healthy. That's good about me. So yes. I'll probably, I think my goal is 100.
Okay.
And I have, what, 6 more years? Hey.
Yeah. You already got it.
How about? I think I'm going to make it, gal. I think I'm going to make it. Because I and it's not like fun. I like fun. I don't like unhappiness and stuff like that.
Oh, that's really good.
Yes. And that's why I say, I have a conversation. If I have more conversations with you, I get to know you. Well, I'm a little bit more funny.
Okay, got
it. I like to joke. And I always come, my brain is very, very good. And I come up with say you say something to me, and now I'll make a reply. And you're going to laugh about the reply.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
But
you know why? Because I'm very healthy. No, really and truly. At 94, people cannot, when I tell them my age, they go, no, you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm far from dying because I don't look it. I don't act it. And so, and I like people. I do like people. I like to be around people and stuff. So, I think I'm making it next 200. Yeah. I'm very sure.
If you still have that in mind, well, you will get it. I really believe that.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with me. That's the beauty part.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, and once they hit 90, they start having, or they start going, I can't see, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Not me. Hey, I can do a lot of things.
If you care about your son.
Hey, Margaret, if you want to do something, would you do a little job for me or show me how to do it? Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the way I am.
Yeah, I really understand that. Now, let me continue with the survey. Changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people. Are you okay?
Right now, I'm coughing. Wait a minute. I do have this problem. Excuse me. Let me go get some water, okay?
Okay. Don't worry.
Let me get the water, honey.
Okay.
Oh, darling. What?
Are you okay now?
You know what? Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I am here.
This thing is an allergy thing, the doctor told me.
Oh, all right.
I seem to get it. About this season, like this, I get it every, I've been getting it every year for the past 3 years.
Oh.
And he told me, I said, "Oh, doctor, what else can I do? This is horrible."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Miss Garcia, all I can do is just give you the medicine. And as soon as the season is out, then do you get better?" I said, "Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir." And we're out here. I'm out here where there's a lot of pecan trees, too. And I think that really affects me real badly.
It sounds bad.
Yes. And it sounds like maybe I'm talking a little funny, but really and truly, I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah, I really understand that. Yeah.
Okay. We will continue the survey.
Okay, thank you so much. As I was telling you, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally.
Sure.
For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. And if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on to the next one. The first one is, thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, my impression, I never liked him to begin with. And then I just thought he was too old for the presidency when he first got in. Okay. That was my first impression. So I said, no, I would not vote for him.
Okay. So you will say you have a somewhat or a strongly unfavorable impression about him?
Unfavorable impression.
Okay. And is that somewhat or strongly unfavorable?
No, just not good. Not strongly, no, not.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Okay. Well, the next one is Dave Vasquez.
Dave Vasquez?
Mm-hmm. Gabe Vasquez.
Oh, Gabe Vasquez.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Yeah. Donald Trump, I thought was a good president, really and truly, and I liked him very much because I liked his rules that he was strong, and he was strong, and he was hard-headed, and he could take the things and get them done.
Okay.
And I like that very much about Donald Trump.
Okay,
As soon as the other one came in, look at all the migrants that were coming into the country. Oh, look at all this and all that. And that was driving me kind of cuckoo to hear all that. But not with Donald Trump. They didn't play around with Donald Trump. Mm-mm.
Okay, got it. And so you will say you have a strongly favorable opinion or a somewhat favorable?
I have a strong.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Then we have Yvette Herrell.
Who?
Yvette Herrell.
Yvette Herrell?
Herrell.
Who is that? See, I'm not even very much into the politics anymore. I kind of have been staying away from them.
Okay.
I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And, well, the last one is Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Kamala Harris, like I say, is a person. I think she's really nice, and I think she'll do good. And I have nothing against her or even say, oh, I don't like her or anything like that. That's not true. Because I'm not that kind of person. No.
Okay. And so you would
say, if she was to become president, it would be okay with me. I wouldn't fight it or anything like that, like other people do. I don't.
Okay, got it. So you will say you have a strongly or somewhat favorable impression about her?
The impression of her? Is that mm-hmm. you want me to say a good impression or a bad impression?
Yeah, I mean, like, your personal opinion about her, you know, you have a strongly favorable opinion or a somewhat favorable opinion.
Well, someone, I would say, if she gets in, hey, I'll be right there to serve her. Hey, yes, to be good to her and to be with her, and I vote for her and stuff like that. Yes, because that's the way I am. I may be sound kind of funny that I'm a Republican and then I like Donald Trump, because people have told me this. And they said, but how can you like Donald Trump and yet all this, some other stuff, well, I don't know. But anyway, so I say, no, it's just that I like the person and then I like the way they work and what's everything like that.
Okay.
But that's just me, honey.
Yes, I really understand you. So can you please now tell me, a choice did you have if you strongly have a strongly favorable opinion or a somewhat favorable opinion? Because I need to move on to the next question, sorry.
Or for Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, no. If that's what we want, I would be very concerned in thinking, well, she's a woman. I kind of would like to help her with my vote. Or I would think that if it's Donald Trump, I think he'd make a better president because he's a man and he can take a lot of crap. I would vote for Donald Trump. See? That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, that's kind of a hard one for me because I'm like I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, based on what you were saying, it can be, you know, as you said that you have a strongly favorable impression of Donald Trump, for Kamala Harris can be a somewhat favorable opinion, you know?
Favorable, let's say favorable, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, will it be government spending and the debt, protecting democracy, education, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of living,
economy and jobs? For me, it's very, very important.
Okay.
You see. Yeah.
Okay. Let me read you the rest, and you can choose other, most important issue, okay? The next ones are crime and drugs, abortion, taxes, healthcare, illegal immigration and border security, social security and Medicare, national security and foreign affairs, and the environment and climate change. Which other will you choose to?
The one you were saying about the last one, I think.
The environment and climate change.
Well, kind of hard. Look, I would think of something in each category, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't know. Just ask me just one question.
Okay.
Yeah, and that way it'd make it easier for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now, thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices? Could you please rate your interest from in a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have not interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested? Of course, you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Between 1 and 10.
You know, I kind of don't understand that. I guess it's just my age. Because I kind of didn't understand your question very well.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how to answer it.
Yeah, the question is if you can rate your interest on a scale of 1 to 10. How interested are you on a scale of 1 to 10 on the election for president, the Senate, and the Congress?
I am very, very, how do you say the word? I'm very into, I like it. Yeah, my husband and I, we were always interested in the politics and stuff.
Okay. So you,
well, you
say,
rate me. I don't know how. What?
You can say a 10.
A what?
A 10 in a scale of
a
1 10? To 10.
Sure, that's. I am good. Oh, yes. Now, I'm very interested when we have the, in the politics. But it's when it gets closer. And I watch it on TV. And I'm reading it in the paper. And stuff like that. But so far, I haven't done any much of that. I guess, like I say, it's my age.
Okay.
And I'm losing interest or something. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my doctor about that when I go to see her and see what she tells me. That's a good answer, good question.
Yes.
For me to ask her.
Okay. Well, based on what you just tell me, it can be between 5 or 6, you know, because you said you are interested when you have stuff like about politics near to you, right?
Yes, just like, yes, I now, this, I wanted to get, I wanted to see Donald Trump more on the TV and then this other gal also. And then I'd like to see, I just want to keep up with it a little bit more. And then I get excited about it, and then I could give you different answers.
Okay. So let's say that it's 6, right?
6, okay. That's
okay,
good.
Thank you.
And thank you for helping me.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
And no, I'm saying thank you for you for helping me. Because, you know, a lot of younger people don't understand that, my husband and I, we were talking about that. No, he wasn't my husband because he's gone. His cousin and I, we were talking about that. And we were saying about, you know, getting old, like we are getting old. And I said, and then I mentioned that too. I said, you know, it's hard getting old because, well, people just sometimes don't know, I think that we know what we're talking about. And he says, isn't that true? And he says, yes, I agree with you. He says, I'm getting that way too. I said, well, I never thought I would get to that point. He said, well, you probably never thought you would live to 94. I said, qué fregado. And he said, yeah. But really and truly, Margaret, he says, we don't realize that we're old, and we cannot really be keeping up with a lot of this stuff, and we're not able to even I'm getting to the point where I can't pick up my language very good. When you I would say, oh yeah, I'll help out with this, or I'll help out with that, with you know, to, when they were going to tell me. See, I can't even talk too well. So I'm not going to talk too much, but I think I'm getting kind of confused. Okay, honey, now let's continue. And
okay.
I'm sorry, you're very nice to put up with me.
Thank you so much, you too. Now thinking more about this year's November election, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent, Chase Oliver, a Libertarian, and Jill Stein, the Green Party?
I would still stay with Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for
definitely.
Trump?
No, I would definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat, and Yvette Herrell, the Republican?
Well, I think maybe I would go with the Democrat because I've heard more about him than the other one.
Okay, and is that definitely or probably? Just probably both for?
Well, let's just say maybe probably. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for the answer. And now I'm going to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, that is, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might heard in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one is, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in the school.
Well, I think that's a good one because I think it's going to be done for the children. And I'm very much for that there should be a law to help the kids a lot more.
Okay, so you will say that this makes you much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote?
Most more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have, while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also prized a plan to expand federal student aid and set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
That's a hard one. Because I don't feel, because I'm very much against illegal. I've been a big businesswoman. And so for me, everything has to be down black and white. I mean, and done the proper way.
Okay. So just let me read you the options and you can tell me which one the options you have is, again, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote.
Well, now I'm kind of mixed up because I don't know. I've gotten very old, and I'm thinking very straight. But I would like the law that would be better. If it's a good law. Okay. You know, so help me out there, honey. But there's no, I'm having a real hard time with this. In fact, if my son was here right now, he'd tell me, Mother, don't do it. You're not capable of doing all that.
Okay. Well, based on what you just said, it can be, you said it's a mix. It can be somewhat more or somewhat less likely to vote for this.
Oh. No, I would, it would really, I don't know. To tell you the truth, I really am getting confused. And maybe, you know, we shouldn't be having the conversation. Because I'm not doing a good job.
Oh, no, don't worry. You're doing a great job.
No worries. But you've been a very good help to me. I didn't realize that I was, you know, this way, because I hadn't gone through this. Oh, I don't know anything about all this stuff. And so this is all new for me.
Okay.
And I used to be very much involved with the elections and everything. But not anymore, kiddo. There's no more for me. Mm-mm. Maybe okay. There's some, maybe for other people it might be. But for me, it just doesn't seem to be working that way. I still am using, but my thing was that I'm in good, good health, which the doctor tells me. Because sometimes I complain of that. But I say, you know, my son talks to me about something, and I don't quite understand him. He says, oh, don't let that bother you. My goodness, lady, look at you how you look. And look at the way you hold yourself and walk so good. And you don't have any bad things going on in your body. So why don't do that to yourself, he told me. No, the doctor did. This guy told me something. He said, don't do that to yourself because you're bringing yourself down.
Okay,
But I'm glad that you are as nice as you are. Because I think somebody else would already hang their phone up on me.
Oh, yes. So people really do that, yes.
Well, because, you know, there are people like that. And but you're not. You're always, you're very nice. I can tell just the way you talk.
Yeah, so, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what else? What should I do? Not continue, or you want me to, you know, it's up to you.
Well, actually, it's up to you if you want to continue this survey.
I would like to, but I want to make it a little easier for me to understand.
Okay.
I don't mind finishing it up, because I am, like I tell you, I'm very much for the politics. Oh, yes.
Okay.
When it gets closer, I'll be very excited. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so what do you say? Do you want to continue or do you want to
stop? Well, let's continue. Is there a whole bunch or not? Is there still a whole lot to go through?
Let me see. We are 78% complete, so almost 80. We're almost done, I promise.
Okay. If we're almost done, I'll complete it, honey. But I feel like I'm telling you. I'm glad I'm honest telling you, you know, how it feels when at this age. For me, it has been. Because I was very smart at one time. Really smart. But
yeah,
that's
I can
what
see
age
that.
Does for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue with the survey. Well, the next one says, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him. Or is there no difference in your vote?
No difference in the vote.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, even with the surge of fentanyl flow flowing, crossing, or bordering, and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Against, this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote.
Well, that's kind of... It would, I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, it can be somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely.
Less likely, less likely.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war to New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and the climate funding for our schools.
Less likely, I think.
And is that somewhat or much less likely?
Most likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
Oh. He supports what? Tell me that again.
Yes. He is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
Oh, no, I'm against that. I'm against.
Okay. So you will say this makes you much less likely to vote for him.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have... While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 border patrol agents to help secure the border.
That's a hard one for me. Gosh, I don't know, honey.
Well,
too many questions for me to, I guess, my brain to figure that out.
Yeah, I know it's really difficult sometimes too. Well, if the options you have are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or not different in the votes?
Probably no different, because I don't know enough about it.
Okay, got it. Okay, now we have Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigrants and supports sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
I think most likely.
And is that, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
I don't know. Again. Can you just repeat it again one more time?
Yes. Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
I don't know. Probably most likely.
Okay.
Because I'm not real sure.
Well, the options you have are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, and no different.
I think I'm giving out, honey. Because I'm falling asleep, I think. How much longer do we have to go? I'm getting very tired. I think that's what's coming down for me. I'm just so tired.
Okay, we can stop with the therapy if you if you're not able to continue. It's okay. You know, it's up to you, as I told you.
Yeah, let's stop, honey, because I just can't. Right now, it said I had a hard day today. There was a lot of stuff, that I had done for the house. And I think that's what I'm just sitting here, almost falling asleep.
Yeah, I really understand. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well,
no, don't worry. It's okay. Well, thank you so much for helping me with this, and have a good night.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much for being so kind. Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye. Oh.